name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 10, we thought of their victory of the Son, their first go at it. As we were hearing yesterday, they get a pretty precise vision. Not yet ordained apostles to all the nations. And this assignment, not to all the nations, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. There are 12 of them, named. The Lord, as he says, things do not slip out of our Lord's hands or dribble through his fingers. On Sunday, we heard of Pentecost as a 12-hour. Peter standing with the 11. He is the voice of the 12, the Lord's 12, the Lord's voice. His sections are also the Spirit's voice. And the message, whoever calls on the name of the Lord to be saved, the way he be, are baptized. But that is ahead of our text. Liturgy is not yet the law. They are not yet given to baptize. They are to teach, and the message is the same old one. John the Baptist, Jesus himself, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The message that they are to teach is given them. It is not their production. If they get hauled into court and they're scared what will happen to them and what will they say, they are to forget about thinking something up, and they simply to say what's given them to say, the message of Jesus. And that goes with the Holy Spirit. And so he will be speaking to them. Today's gospel then strengthens for the task. It will be tough because it is a task in the Lord's name. And because it is a task in the Lord's name, they cannot be destroyed. If they put their trust anywhere else than in the Lord's name, they will surely come unstuck. What shall I say? You won't do it. Neither trust in themselves nor in anybody else will see them through. Jesus writes out on his upground with confidence. You can take it from him, not your own family. They may want you dead for being given over into the service of the Lord's name. They may insist on being put ahead of him. They may see him as the enemy of what they plan and desire. Jesus puts it so he doesn't want you to come unstuck. He doesn't criticize anything. You will never be able to say, this is worse than he led me to his work. In the worst possible scenario, there'll be nothing to fear except his name, his promise, and his truth. Then, when your confidence is nowhere else than in you, your strength will be the strength of his name, promise, and truth. The scenario he stretches out for them sounds rather different than yours. Their mission, there was a frightful failure. Your failure might look like splendid success. The wolves you will meet will be mostly those in sheep clothing. You'll need to stop them. Why? A certain innocent as that. Not wolf by wolf. You don't stand much of a chance of being judged before God knows and truth. You may be even invited to waiter or the countryside. Having a clerical right adds a certain something to the tone of things, but it does not speak as it says. The world will seek to domesticate you to its way. And the ladies exclaim, oh, I simply must tell you about our new vicar. He's got the perfect pet. The pyramids were visited by the Argentinian writer Borges. He's blind. As they went from the mighty pyramid, he stooped down and picked up a handful of sand. A little further on, he dribbled the sand to the ground and murmured, "I am modifying the Sahara." Putting a pyramid or a handful of sand, the one seems to last a bit longer than the other. The idea disturbed for the universe. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings, look on me, mighty in despair. Nothing beside the name, round the decay, that colossal work, boundless and bare, the lone and level form, set by. You do not go to do an Ozymandias. That would be a waste of time. Your days are in the name of the Lord. Your times are in His. He has his timetable, he has his throne. He runs the timetable. He told it so, but in such a way that we can't figure it out so as to work prediction or control. You will not advance through all the times of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Right, so you recall, said Jesus was mistaken. You will be tempted to say the same when you are up against it and nothing seems to work, modifying with your heart. It is at that point that you may receive the gift of today's gospel, having had the theology of glory not out of you, for my name's sake. In Christ crucified is true theology and knowledge of God. He is worth calling a theologian who sees the visible and posterior things of God through suffering and the cross. His humanity reaches and finishes. It is enough for the disciples to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. They have no fear. All those confessors that thanks to his blindness, he came into the treasure house of Anglo-Saxon literature and so much poetry by heart. When the day is blank and we see nothing, a handful of sand from here to there, work through the Hebrew of next Sunday's Old Testament lesson. Read that to us. Go to school with the lily, or child, or some battered old sister. If only your first day, now you won't disturb the universe. That's not what you say. Jesus sent them, we are told, because he had compassion. By way of them, people should know the compassion of Jesus. In his foolishness, he may have such use even of me. For his compassion's sake, his name's sake,